The light installation that brightened the Bay Bridge for a decade went dark this weekend, you probably noticed, as a fundraising goal to repair the lights still has a way to go. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by Ben Davis, founder and chief visionary officer of the nonprofit Illuminate and creator of the Bay Lights installation. If you have a question you'd like answered, please email us, as always, at askus@kcbsradio.com. Morning, Ben. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We all love seeing the light display on the Bay Bridge. Where are we in terms of raising enough money to flip that switch back on?
You know, we're doing really, really well. This is a complicated project. And the reason the lights came down last night on the 10th anniversary of them first going live is that San Francisco Bay is a harsh environment for electronics. You know, there's high winds, there's heavy rains or salty air. There's actually lightning strikes, 24/7 vibration, expansion and contraction of cables and car grit and grime. So the LEDs that are up there, off-the-shelf LEDs that did pretty well, are failing now. And they're failing at a rate faster than we can keep up. And rather than let them decay into oblivion, which is a bad metaphor for San Francisco, we're doing the responsible thing. We're taking them down, and we're going to bring up a whole new set of LEDs that are custom engineered to do well over time. We're actually going to double the number of LEDs, so there's a beautiful new twist to this new installation. In terms of fundraising, we have an $11 million lift in front of us. We're seeking to raise 10 $1 million gifts, and then the 11th million we're raising through crowdfunding. So we're doing really well on the big gifts. We have 6 million lined up, so that means if 4 $1 million gifts comes in, this project is a go. And we'll keep raising that 11th million via crowdfunding, which is live now. That's at thebaylights360.org, where people can go right now and show your love without having to show $1 million to do so. And also host your own fundraiser. At the end of the day, this is a beautiful piece. And the reason I'm confident that it's going to come back is because it's not about money. It's about love. And this piece has a lot of folks who love it on a nightly basis and want to see it come back.
By the way, if you do have $1 million and you want to give it, I'm sure you'd be happy to take it.
Yeah, and people, you know, if you don't have it, you may know someone who does. And this is really just tapping people on the shoulder and saying how much you love the project. And let's work together to bring it back. Many hands make light work, and we're going to make this light work for sure.
Let's back it up to the beginning, 10 years ago. How did this come to be?
You know, this project started because I have a long history of working on the Bay Bridge and know the history of the bridge. When it opened in 1936 on November 12th, there were 4 days of regional celebrations. And then, you know, the perfectly skinned sister with the perfectly symmetrical body opened to the north, and the world's attention drifted over to the Golden Gate. And for 75 years, the Bay Bridge really was the Cinderella Bridge, right? Second busiest bridge in America, kind of the gritty bridge doing all the hard work, not getting much love. And one morning as I was looking at the bridge, as the sun was dancing up through the cables, and I was trying to figure out how do you let this bridge shine in the region's consciousness again, it hit me that it could be not just a bridge, but a canvas of light. And I walked that idea out into the world. I ended up meeting up with the artist Leo Villarreal, who was the perfect person and artist to take this project on. And 2.5 years later, the Bay Lights manifested on March 5th, 2013, 10 years ago. We had high hopes for what it would mean, but it really exceeded even our highest hopes. It wasn't no longer about letting people see the Bay Bridge, which they can and they can love and admire. It became synonymous with the vitality of San Francisco itself. So it hurts to have it go dark. I know that. It leaves a hole in our nighttime skyline, and it punches a hole in the psyche of the city at an inopportune time. But the good news is it really is coming back. It's just a matter of time now. Every day that the funding doesn't come in is another day or another night that we have to wait for the lights to come back. But there's just no way this is not going to happen. There's just too much love and appreciation for this project for us to let it slip from our grasp.
We sort of take these things for granted after a while. You see it every night and you know it's there. How much of a tourist attraction did that become?
You know, before it went live, it was voted the number one thing to see in the universe by Hemispheres magazine. Probably doesn't hurt that, you know, United has a hub
right here
in SFO. But it's estimated that more than 20 million people experience the Bay Lights on an annual basis. No one ever need buy a ticket. It's very clear that people have proposed there. They've been married there. They bring their families there. It's become part of our culture. It's part of our memories in a very collective, beautiful way. And so I've never been particularly concerned about tourism in San Francisco. My theory and my ethos is if we make the city amazing for ourselves, others are going to want to come and join us. And that takes care of itself.
Leo Villarreal's work, very unique, and the art installation itself also very unique and constantly changing. Can you speak to that?
Sure. Leo had a vision from the start. You know, my question to him is, what would you do if the Bay Bridge was your canvas? And within 3 months, he was off and running. We had a lot of conversations, but what he put forward was consistent with our conversations and absolutely blew me and everyone else away. And what you see, or what you saw, and what you will see again with the Bay Lights is a series of patterns and things that are happening around the Bay Bridge, you know, natural patterns of birds flying and fish and seals and birds and the man-made patterns of trucks and cars and other things. And he's abstracted those, and then he set them into a beautiful set of algorithms that are non-repeating. So you never see the same thing twice when you're looking at the Bay Lights. You'll see kind of repeated familiar stanzas, but it's never the same experience, and there's no beginning, middle, or an end. That's why it's so beautiful for people to drift into it and becomes part of the culture and the comfort of the city. And when it comes back, we're going to be bringing it back with, again, double the number of LEDs. So we're going from about 25,000 to 50,000 LEDs. And what we're going to be doing is wrapping around the cable so there's light on both sides of the cable. So we'll still be on the western span, on the northern edge only of the bridge. But with those lights wrapping around the cable, that means that the Bay Lights, what we're calling the Bay Lights 360, will be available to communities around the Bay. So you'll be able to see it from the Bayview, you'll be able to see it from Alameda and Oakland and in Berkeley and Richmond and Treasure Island. And that is a really powerful expansion of the work. And then we're working closely with bridge officials, and we believe we can do this safely. As a driver on the Bay Bridge, you'll be able to enter San Francisco through a magic portal of public art, as if you're inside the Bay Lights looking out at the city. And that's going to be a whole new way to think of public art, just as 10 years ago, the Bay Lights itself was a whole new way to think about a bridge.
Are you on a timetable for this?
Well, I think, you know, we're gonna do whatever it takes. There's no quit in our organization. We're pretty close, truthfully, to have $6 million committed and have the crowdfunding campaign jump off to a $60,000 start in a couple of days. We're rolling. We're not going to put a hard time frame on it other than to say the sooner that the funds come in, that's when the clock starts again, and we'll forecast when the go-live date. We're not going to make it for Labor Day this year. But you know, we have a team that's excited to get this done, and we just need to start cutting checks on the other side of this to make it happen.
And it's not just the bridge in San Francisco, and I want to talk in a little bit about your large-scale works of public art that you're also doing, but how on earth did you get into this kind of work?
You know, walking backwards through life, all the stuff I didn't really want to do. And I didn't want to work for a big corporation. And I ended up working actually for a mega project in Massachusetts called the Boston Harbor Cleanup Project, which was an amazing project. And I got a taste for what happened when people come together to solve intractable problems. And I sort of see God in the infrastructure. These are the things that we create between us to solve the problems that we can't solve on our own. And for 20 years, I had a design and communication firm here in San Francisco, and I helped communicate on a lot of mega projects. But when the Bay Lights went live, I realized this one gesture did more to connect people to the built environment than my 20 years of work. And I went from job to career to calling, shut down a 20-year company, took a 3x pay cut, and took on what I'm uniquely unqualified to do as your expert here this morning, which is run an arts nonprofit. That was about a decade ago, And, you know, something surprising happened at that moment, you know, because the Bay Lights were such a sensation. There were offers to come in, lucrative offers from other parts of the world, you know, obscene projects in Dubai or Singapore or the tallest residential tower in Chicago or the oldest bridge, in, you know, classic bridge in Montreal. And I was very tempted. But then I realized what I really wanted to do was not fly around the world and sprinkle lights in places I didn't know. I wanted to go deep where I lived, build community, and see if we can make a difference, see if we could inspire the world from within. So we say no to everything outside of San Francisco. Illuminate Now focuses exclusively in San Francisco, and we're building a body of work. We like to think of San Francisco now as the city of awe, A-W-E. It's consistent with our mission statement. Illuminate rallies large groups of people together to create impossible works of public art that through awe free humanity's better nature. And we have a series of projects now that are changing the way people interact with San Francisco. Always free. Nothing ever requires paid admission. And we, you know, in some ways we're augmenting what I think of as the spiritual infrastructure of the city itself.
Well, we were going to ask about some of those other projects. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. There's a lot to choose from. Folks may have seen for the past 3 years we worked with Patrick Carney and took the pink triangle that he made in canvas over Pride Weekend, and we put it up over all of Pride Month up on Twin Peaks and illuminated it and made it sparkle. Been very beautiful. Last actually Pride Weekend itself, we put a giant space laser down the middle of Market Street. For people who are in town, it's incredibly memorable. And we're going to come back this year actually with double the number of lasers and turn that into quite a spectacle this year over Pride Weekend. People may be familiar with the Conservatory of Flowers, which in 2017 we illuminated for the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love on that 140-year-old structure. And that still shines nightly and has been part of the inspiration that would, you know, has transformed all of JFK Promenade in Golden Gate Park. And this fall, we actually leaned into the challenge of making that feel more like a place for people first than a road for cars that you're allowed to walk on. And we launched a project called the Golden Mile. And anyone who's been out to JFK Promenade in the past 3 or 4 months has seen the amazing difference out there. 11 or 12 murals, pianos in the middle of the road, doggy diner heads, coffee carts, beer gardens, a whale in the middle of the road, chimes hanging from tunnels. It's beautiful to see how much interaction and how much transformation that has caused. And one more significant project that has a lot of beautiful reach. We took the old Spreckles Temple of Music in Golden Gate Park between the Cal Academy and the De Young Museum. And we redid the stage there with an in-place theatrical lighting system, new stage, stage extension, and just world-class Myers sound system. And we hosted 125 live concerts there last year. We have 125 live free concerts there this year. People can go to goldengatebandshell.org and take a look at that, or go to illuminate.org and you can see all of the projects that we're working on.
Wow, that's a short list. You got a lot going on there, Ben. So tell us how folks can donate.
Folks can donate to the Bay Lights Project by going to the baylights360.org. Make whatever gift you can there, small gift, large gift. You can actually host your own fundraiser. You know, philanthropy is fun. It's much more fun when we do this together. And this is the kind of project that, you know, your gift, when we go live in this project, is not just going to reach 20 million people annually. It's going to reach 200 million people directly over the course of time. It's going to reach hundreds, really more than a billion people for sure. If you think about every sporting event, every major event in San Francisco, this, you know, the Bay Lights have become the nighttime equivalent of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's the thing you show that lets San Francisco shine at its finest. And again, radically accessible. You know, all you need to do is get here, and every transit system in the Bay Area belches you right up at the Ferry Building. So you can bring your family and for nothing have a world-class experience.
Thank you so much. Ben Davis, you are a light for San Francisco, founder and chief visionary officer for the nonprofit Illuminate, creator of the Bay Lights installation.